102. A very good morning to you, Masizi Simon Ndluvu. Can you hear me, Simon?
Morning.
Good morning, good morning. Good to have you with us this morning. Happy Easter if you are celebrating. Were you able to have some time off?
Happy Easter to everyone. Yes, I am celebrating, definitely. Happy Easter to all the listeners of 702. I'm excited. Thank you.
So let me just tell the listeners a little bit about you. In addition to being the founder and CEO of the MSN Group, you're an author, a coach, a podcaster, an investor, a software developer by trade, and your content on entrepreneurship and personal finance has touched millions of individuals worldwide. And I'm happy today that you're going to be sharing some of those learnings with us, right?
Yes, I'm excited to share some of the lessons with you guys. Thank you for having me again.
Tell me about your new book.
All right, so the book is called The Road to a Million. The Road to a Million is a book about, it's a practical book really about how to make your first million.
All right, let's get him back there. That he was just getting softer and softer, wasn't he? I'll tell you a little bit more about Masizi Simon Ndluvu. Apparently, thousands of people worldwide receive coaching from MSN, and many of his mentees have gone on to become millionaires as a result of his guidance. After a decade in the industry, he's collaborated with numerous companies, some of which are listed on public stock exchanges. He's a leader, a brother, and a proud father, and his experience spans seven industries, and I'm glad to have you back on the line. I asked you about your book, and you disappeared very quickly afterwards, so start again.
Yes, sorry, I was just putting on my earphones. I hope it's good now. Can you hear me clearly now?
That's much better, thank you.
So my book is, as I said, it's called Road to a Million. It's about teaching people how to make a million. Really, it's about telling people about having multiple streams of income, you know, to save money, to invest, to start businesses, to have passive income, and so forth. So it is really about that. But to go deeper into the actual book, we share strategies on how to make a million. There are four strategies, you know, that people need to focus on. You can choose one of them. In terms of how to make your first million. Making a million, it looks like a big thing. It looks like, you know, something that is far-fetched, but really it's not. If you put your mind to it and you plan and, you know, you're consistent in it. I'm not saying you're going to make a million in a day or in a year, but it's a consistent thing. You can make it in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years, but as long as you put your mind to it, it is possible.
Do you think that's it? I mean, is that key? Just literally saying that this is what I want to do. This is the way. Obviously, you've got to work out the route to get there. But convincing yourself, is that 99% of the job done?
Look, I've studied thousands and thousands of millionaires. I've studied books, everything on wealth creation, on, you know, personal finance. And what I have really realized is it is possible. Yes, that's really what it takes. But of course, it's about handling your finances better. Mm. You need to make sure that you understand the money that comes in and the money that goes out. So meaning, number one thing that you need to do, you need to make sure that you have multiple streams of income. If you have one stream of income, that's where the problem starts. Because if that money comes in, you have all these expenses that you need to pay for, things that you need to do, and then the money, you know, goes, and then, you know, you don't have much, you know, as a backup. But if you have multiple streams of income, it starts there. So the book is teaching you how to make multiple streams of income. I share a lot about having an emergency fund or an emergency account should you have, you know, unforeseen circumstances, whatever the case may be. If you have a car and then, you know, the tire bust or whatever the case is, or the car breaks, or kids get sick or whatever the case is, Do you have a backup for that? That's the first thing that I teach people about, to have that taken care of. The second thing that I talk about is to tackle your debt first, because the reason why people are struggling so much is because of the debt they have. If you have, you know, a way of managing your debt, then things become easier. If you know how to pay the debt and you have even other streams of income that are paying your debt, you know, in my book, I talk about how wealthy people are using debt to make more money. They go to the bank, they get loans, but that loan doesn't go towards liabilities. It goes towards assets. And then they buy assets, those assets then pay back the loan, and they keep the asset after paying it. So those are the strategies that, you know, the book is about. And those are some of the things that I teach, you know, people to do. But most importantly, I really emphasize people to have, you know, investments, to invest in the stock market, to invest in buying assets, tangible assets, you know, physical assets, whatever it could be. It could be, you know, a car, and put it on, you know, on the road, you know, as an e-hailing business, or it could be anything, but as long as it's an asset, or you can rent out whatever it is, you know, mobile teaching, whatever you can do, as long as you have other streams of income. And the most important thing is to automate those things. If you put all those things in place and then they make you money without you having to work hard, that's what I'm actually advocating in the book. And the book really is about having a lot of streams of income and try to tackle your debt and understand your finances. Because the most important thing is, we always cry and say, hey, we don't know where the money went. But the thing is, we were not tracking down our statements. We're not tracking down the things that we do. Sometimes the way we buy things, you know, we buy without even thinking. But once you sit down at home and you're like, yo, maybe I shouldn't have bought this. Maybe I shouldn't have done this. So before you even leave the house, have a list of the things that you're going to buy, and then just stick to that. Buy that and come back home. So, yeah, those are the things.
That's smart, isn't it? I mean, I put together all my expenses, and it's horrifying, isn't it? And you just think, why did I buy that? I mean, it was just, and that's a good point, isn't it? To go out, know exactly what you want. Don't look left. Don't look right. Come home.
I was just going to say, as people, that's how we are. We go out and then we think we're going to do 1, 2, 3, and then we see other things that we didn't even think that we need. But once you see it, then it triggers your mind and then you buy it. It's a nature of who we are. But as long as you are cautious about it, as long as you are aware that, oh, okay, I need to buy this and, you know, I have the budget for it. The problem, or what I'm really stressing, is don't buy the things that you did not budget for. But if it's something that you're going to need, of course, go for it. But please do the things that you're going to need to do with the money. Don't buy things that you're not going to need, or, you know, that you can leave at least without at that particular point.
So yeah. You've studied hundreds of millionaires, and what is it that they all have in common? Do they all have something in common other than being a millionaire?
Yes, they do. There's a lot, actually. Yeah. But number one, they live a very frugal life. They live, I know one would say, but there are people who are living, you know, a leveraged life and whatnot, but real millionaires, you won't even see them. They just live, you know, below their means, if I may put it like that. But you won't even tell why, because they understand how money works. They understand that the most important thing is to accumulate assets. So the first thing is, I think most of them, before they even live a big life, they just accumulate more assets. So they buy more properties, they invest more, their own businesses, and also they automate most of the things. They try to save time by, you know, delegating things. So they do that a lot. And one last thing that I think stands out with all the millionaires and billionaires that I've studied is that they take time. They understand that this thing of making money, it's not about making money itself, but it's about the purples and the gold. The money is just a consequence of doing that, I think. So they just work on things that they like, their passion and whatnot, and then, you know, it works out. Mm. If you look at all these millionaires, I can name all of them, and you would see there is one thing that is common. They work on their passion. They just do things just to serve people, to help people, and then in return they make money.
I mean, you can spot those who haven't made it themselves. You know the really youngsters driving the Bentleys and dropping R1 million on, you know, expensive bags. You know, I mean, you don't really do that if you've got it yourself through good, hard, honest work, right?
Yeah, no, you don't. Also, I think that's now a content creation space. Now people want to share, you know, that they have money so that they you know, people see that. And then maybe that's another marketing strategy for them to make more money. But really making money is not about showing people that you have money. Mm. Making money is about changing people's lives through whatever, and then, you know, and then you make money. It's so, not about showing people.
No, absolutely. You've written other books, 8 Pillars of a Successful Business, and you've written some short books. Tell us what you think goes into making a successful book.
Writing a book, it's about understanding the topic that you write about. It's understanding who you are writing this book for and why. I've written so many books, I've written so many guides. I've been on content creation space for so many years. What it really takes is to understand the people and what impact you really want to have in those people's lives. The most important thing when you're writing a book, you need to save time or have time, you know, that you dedicate in writing that book. You need to write it like every week. Make sure that you sit down and write. Even if you write one paragraph, even if you write one line, but you just have to keep writing. And you need to be knowledgeable on what you're talking about so that it would come naturally. That's basically the trick of writing a book. The reason why I wrote a book about personal finance is because I'm in a personal finance space. I'm in a financial space. I coach people. I invest myself. I invest in, you know, stock market. I invest in properties. I invest in other things. I have businesses myself. That's the reason why I wrote the second book. I have businesses. So, you know, I teach people about my own experiences, you know, in that space. Mm.
And then it's easy to teach and write, I should imagine. Have you had people come to you or write to you and say, thank you, what you told me works and I've made my first several millions?
I have a lot of people that have come to me and say, hey, Susie, thank you. Your books have changed my life. Your content has, you know, I have one particular story. I think it happened last week. Yeah, it is last week. A guy saw my status and he said, you know, Susie, I just lost my job and I was thinking of killing myself. But because of this content, you now brought hope to my life. So it's those kind of stories that I get, you know, every day, every week, every month. There are people who are coming back and saying, Susie, thank you so much for your content. It is really changing my life.
All right. If people want to find out more about you and how they get to use you, where to find your books, what should they do?
They can find me on social media and my website. My social media is in CZ Simon Dovu. CZ Simon Dovu. One word across all social media platforms. And then the website is also www.cvsimonlove.com. That's where you can buy the books. I'm working on listing them also on other platforms. They will be available soon. I think this week they will be available there in all, marketplaces.
Well, I hope a lot of people buy your book, and I hope you turn a lot of deserving people into millionaires. Masizi Simon Glover, good to talk to you this morning.
Thank you so much, Jane. Keep up. Thank you.
Bye. For more about 702, go to primemediaplus.com.